had he mixed in inferior metals? And Archimedes was puzzled as to just how to prove that the crown was solid gold. And supposedly, while taking a bath, he noticed as he got in that his body displaced water, and suddenly realized this principle would allow him to measure how much water any amount of gold should displace. And the legend says that he grabbed a robe and ran through the streets crying, "Eureka, I have found it." That word and this incident led to its use for great discoveries many times through the world when someone has thought, "Eureka, I've found it." Right now, the discovery of a vaccine and a cure for COVID-19 would cause many people to metaphorically say, "Eureka, we've found it at last." And that led me to think of some great discoveries in the Word of God. So I'd just like to consider two of them with you: finding the work that saves and finding the one who saves. Job says that God's language is, "Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom." That word ransom is used to describe the payment that was made by the Lord Jesus at Calvary that allows God to forgive sins and set sinners free. We could not provide the ransom. That is something that is basic to the message of God in the gospel for all of us, that as helpless sinners, we were unable to do anything to pay for our sins or to provide salvation for us or anyone. We needed a savior. Sin rendered us incapable of saving ourselves. We needed salvation and had no means of providing it for ourselves. Religion has been a wonderful tool for making people live a moral life, but no religion can assure a person of a place in heaven. Only Christ can do that. God's love for us, his creatures, led him to provide the ransom. The Bible puts it in this way: the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, the Lord Jesus said, but that the world through him might be saved. So thankfully, God himself provided a ransom from God. But it was a ransom in precious blood. God set him forth to be a propitiation, the payment for sin through his blood. The life and example of the Lord Jesus could never have saved us. We deserved the death penalty, and therefore that was the penalty that Christ would have to pay in order to save us. And so the essence of the gospel is presented by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 when he tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The Apostle Peter, writing to Christians, reminded them that as a result of that, they were redeemed. They were saved and liberated from their sins through the precious blood of Christ. It is his work on the cross that is the work that saves from sin. It is his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses from all sin, as the Bible tells us. It was not only a ransom in precious blood, but it was a ransom for all. The Lord Jesus, God, heaven, decided for whom the Savior would die. And he tells us that he gave himself a ransom. And Paul reminds us that he gave himself a ransom for all, this man, Christ Jesus, and that no one took his life from him, that there is infinite value in what he accomplished because he is infinitely valuable to God as God's only Son. And this is the truth to which the gospel testifies today. We're reminded that salvation is available to everyone, and it will be yours today if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to John chapter 1, you find people, and perhaps that's a misuse of the word again for me to say that they found, but they found him. As they said, it was an unforgettable moment when they found the one who saves people from their sins. Do you have a moment like that? A moment when you found the Lord Jesus? Do you have a time like that? Do you have a day in your life when you discovered that salvation was not through a church or a sacrament or a ritual, but it was through a Redeemer who was to be trusted, and that Redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ? I have a friend in Connecticut whose sister was saved and called her. This is going back now a number of years, but when she called her sister to tell her that she had just trusted Christ, the way she described it was like discovering gold. That's a eureka moment when a person finds the Lord Jesus, trusts him as Savior, and has found the one who saves. You notice that when they said, we have found the Messiah, we have found him, that the proof of who he was and the proof that they had found the true Messiah was that Moses in the law and the prophets wrote about him. In other words, they had the word of God to assure them that they had found God's son, the savior of sinners. This is still how a person today can know that he or she is saved, from the word of God. John wrote to the Christians in 1 John chapter 5, as we have it in our Bible, and said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Pardon me, that is John's gospel. But then he wrote to the believers and told them that they might know that they have eternal life, that the reason that he was writing what he wrote was that they might know that they have eternal life because they had believed on the name of his son. So it's not wishful thinking. It's not even the power of positive thinking. It is accepting and depending on the truth that God has given to us in his word. 66 years ago today, on April 26, 1954, the Salk polio vaccine field trials began. They would involve 1.8 million children, both in the United States and Canada, and I think Finland as well. It was a double-blind method, so that neither the patient nor the attending doctor would know if the inoculation was the vaccine or a placebo. But I can remember having to take it when I was a child. Just a year before, on March 26, 1953, the American medical researcher, Dr. Jonas Salk, announced that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio. It was a eureka moment. And it will be a eureka moment if they discover a vaccine now for the Wuhan virus. But for you personally, it will be an even greater moment if you discover, if you find that salvation is in Christ the Savior, and if you trust him with your soul for eternity. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to ask God to bless his word to you and to those as well who are here with me.